Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly. Live in the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric, 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic and weather, 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. A lightning bolt sends two people to the hospital as they were enjoying a Sunday outing to Benbrook Park. As last night's storm rocked through Tarrant County, a group of 14 people were sheltering beneath a canopy when the lightning hit. The Crescent Fire Department says 12 people were treated at the scene, but the other two needed to go to the hospital. Their injuries are not believed to be life-threatening.
Lots of hail across Parker and Dallas counties and also in Tarrant County, where we found KRLD's Kurt Lewis.
Very serious rain and even some hail in Arlington. I'm Kurt Lewis, and this hail is as big as quarters, some of it maybe close to ping pong ball size hail. And the rain is very fierce, causing some high water in some low-lying areas. And the wind is pretty stiff as well. It's probably about 15 miles an hour coming out of the southeast to northwest. And some wind gusts have been as high as 20 miles an hour. In Arlington, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Trevor McEwen is finally captured. They found him this early this morning, after weeks on the run. McEwen is a Texas fugitive wanted for capital murder and aggravated assault. We're told the cops found McEwen barefoot and covered in mud, hiding, get this, in the back of a police car near Dallas.
And that never find me.
That's what a crazy story.
It's like hiding in plain sight. McEwen was originally arrested in May 2023 for fatally shooting his neighbor in Forney, but later cut off his ankle monitor and fled while out on bond. He is now in custody at the Kaufman County Jail, facing additional charges related to his escape. Authorities have not released details on how he ended up in the back of a police vehicle, but officials confirm his flight from justice is over.
One of the 10 most wanted, apprehended. By himself, 707. And with the change in the month brings a change in leadership at the top of TCU.
While he will remain with the university, Dr. Victor Boschini is stepping aside 22 years after becoming the 10th chancellor of TCU. Daniel W. Pullen becomes the 11th chancellor. He was previously the John V. Roach Dean of the Neely School of Business. Boschini will assume the title Chancellor Emeritus and will continue to support the university through fundraising and other means. Pullen, meanwhile, says TCU is building a university for for the future. Pullen said Boschini's impact on TCU is immeasurable. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
A man with a makeshift flamethrower yells, "Free Palestine," this in Boulder, Colorado, and then he threw the incendiary device into a group that had assembled to raise attention for Israeli hostages in Gaza. Six people injured, some with burns. Heartbreaking loss in Frisco. Seven-year-old child wandered away during a family dinner at Uncle Julio's. She was found 30 minutes later in a pond near the restaurant, unresponsive. The incident happened Saturday night near Stonebriar Mall. She was declared dead at the hospital. Auto body shops and auto glass repair shops across DFW are going to be busy today with all the cars damaged from golf ball to baseball size hail that fell Sunday in parts of Weatherford, South Fort Worth, Arlington, and more. In Tarrant County, 14 people were struck by lightning while attempting to hold down a canopy during the storm.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the KRLD Morning News. It's 7:22. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
22 after 7, I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. A celebration of life service is planned for Byron Nelson football coach Travis Pride, who passed away last week. The service will be held tomorrow at 11 in the morning at Milestone Church in Keller. Attendees are asked to wear Bobcat colors and game day attire to honor his memory, with current players wearing their jerseys for their beloved coach. Pride would have turned 57 tomorrow. Instead of flowers, they're asking for donations to be made to the Bobcat football program.
Frisco authorities say a seven-year-old girl was found dead Saturday night after going missing near Uncle Julio's on Preston Road near Stonebriar Mall. Her shoes were found near a pond bank, and then crews recovered her unresponsive body a short time later. She was taken to a nearby hospital and pronounced dead. No other details about her identity or the circumstances leading to her disappearance have been released.
There's a new acting U.S. attorney in North Texas.
Nancy Larson has been appointed as the top federal prosecutor for the Northern District of Texas. That office prosecutes federal crimes in Dallas, Fort Worth, and a large territory stretching to the north and west, including Lubbock, Abilene, and San Angelo. Larson has been an assistant U.S. attorney for more than 30 years. She started her career with the Justice Department in Washington, D.C., and transferred to North Texas in 1999. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080. KRLD.
A bill requiring air conditioning in prisons dies in the Texas Senate. That's three sessions in a row.
Passed out of the House, the bill would have required air conditioning installed in phases by the end of 2032, with each phase capped at $100 million. Dr. Amit Dominic, the founder and president of Texas Prisons Community Advocates, says this is the political will of Upper Texas leadership.
Well, the propaganda would state that they're all murderers and rapists and they all just need to suffer. And that's the general sentiment. However, what they're not acknowledging is this is well beyond punishment.
She says there are laws to protect dogs and pigs, the TDCJ, from summer heat, but nothing for inmates, and says the state is literally baking people, says prison guards are suffering as well. From the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
724 News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. The leading aviation trade group says the industry stands to earn a collective $36 billion this year, but that's down from a December prediction as the industry faces headwinds like growing trade tensions and a drop in consumer confidence. Price-sensitive passengers have been reconsidering their travel plans, while some high-profile accidents have discouraged bookings. Sources tell Bloomberg News that major music companies are in talks to license their work to artificial intelligence startups Udio and Suno, which use AI to make music. Universal, Warner Music, and Sony are pushing to collect license fees for their work and also receive a small amount of equity in the two firms. The major labels sued the two companies last year, accusing them of copyright infringement. A record labels trade group sought as much as $150,000 per work infringed, which could total billions of dollars. Stock futures point to a lower open for Wall Street, with trade tensions flaring up between the U.S. and China. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
7:25 on the KRLD Morning News.
Texas Rangers finally get the bats going. Finally. And they take their first series in weeks, beating St. Louis 8-1 on Sunday.
Swing and a line drive. Fair inside the left field line and down into the corner. Opposite field, two-run double for Josh Smith to give Texas a 2-1 lead.
Josh Smith ties his career high with four RBIs, including a two-run home run and that two-run double you just heard. Jacob deGrom allows just one run over six innings, his eighth straight start, giving up two runs or less. The Rangers now head into a nine-game road trip starting tomorrow at Tampa Bay.
He's R-E-D, red H-O-T, red hot, red hot, red hot.
The man is a machine. Scotty Scheffler, the repeat champion at Jack's event.
I mean, I couldn't help myself there. Dallas's Scotty Scheffler claims his second straight Memorial title on Sunday, finishing with a 2-under-70 in the final round and a 10-under for the tournament. The world's number one golfer, who's won three of his last four tournaments, held off Ben Griffin. Scheffler is the only player since Tiger Woods to win back-to-back Memorials.
You can take the cheerleading uniform from the girl, but you can't take the girl out of the cheerleading.
That's because the
something.
Girl
I don't
can't
know.
Fit in that cheerleading uniform anymore.
Oh, don't worry about that part. Dallas Wouldn't City officials to. Again recognizing June as Pride Month. City Councilman Omar Narvaez, who's openly gay, was among those helping raise a Pride flag on the city on the plaza at City Hall.
There's not a more welcoming city in the entire state, and we've won awards on how welcoming we are, not just to LGBT people, but all people. We want everybody to feel content and happy here in our city, and to know that they're going to be treated with dignity and respect, regardless of who they are.
And the flag will be displayed through the end of the month.
A heavyweight lawsuit against the House of Mouse.
A 334-pound man is suing Disney World for $50,000 in damages after he was injured on a water slide that didn't support his weight. It's unclear if Eugene Strickland was warned or aware he was 30 pounds over the limit on the downhill double dipper at Blizzard Beach. Almost 4 years later, he claims he's still struggling with catastrophic injuries after he lost control of his inner tube and got thrown from the ride, landing on a hard plastic surface. No comment so far from Disney. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
I wonder what cuss word he was screaming as he was flying through the air.
Well, and you know, $50,000 for Disney. I mean, Disney loses $50,000 in the couch cushion every minute. The $50,000 is nothing for Disney.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.